First of all, my good people, we have a baptism after Mass this morning, so there will be no catechism class this morning. Next Sunday, our sister Mary Bernadette takes her simple vows, and I encourage everyone who can to be present for that, and of course to keep her and all the sisters in your prayers. But because of that, again, there will be no catechism class next Sunday. And also, the Sunday after that is the first Sunday of the month, and therefore we won't have catechism class that Sunday either. I apologize for that, but we do the best we can. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen. I encourage everyone, of course, as always, to read the bulletin. And if it's a little pointed, and if it hurts, then let us put the shoe on, tie it up, and wear it, and do something about it. I also encourage everyone, when they get home today, to reread the epistle for today. And then to examine ourselves with a microscope. Be not wise in your own conceits, but provide good things, not only in the sight of God, but also in the sight of all men. I'm afraid, my good people, that too many of us are very self-conceited in this area. We look around at our neighbors, and we look at ourselves, and we sort of pat ourselves on the back. We don't see ourselves committing any really big faults. We're raising our families quite well, we think. We're not involved in any big crimes or sins or faults or failings. We say our prayers. We're doing pretty good. But let us look at ourselves a little closer. How do we treat our neighbor? How are we when it comes to examining our consciences about judging others? Do we compare others to ourselves and being convinced that we are correct and our lives are the way they should be led? Therefore, anybody that's not following our example is not up to snuff. How often, if we were honest with ourselves, do we find ourselves slighting others because they don't agree with us? Because they're leading lives a little different than ours, or than we think they should? Or maybe there's something in their past that we don't exactly approve of. Do we find ourselves avoiding our neighbor? Or barely for the sake of what we call charity, nodding a quick hello and then a quick goodbye as we pass them in the street or in the parking lot. When we have get-togethers, are we prejudiced in inviting only those that agree with us or that we think are leading proper lives? And we ignore everybody else. My good people, not one single one of us knows what is in the heart of anybody else. We may look at the outside We may even look what we're considering the windows of the soul, look them in the eyes, and still completely misjudge our neighbor. I'm going to tell you, I've told some already, but I'm going to tell you a little story. When I first ran across it, I forget which book, but it was told to me as a true story. It happened in a monastery somewhere, I don't believe in this country. But there was a certain monk who had a terrible temper. He was always struggling with it, but he was always in a temper. And one day, he was in terrible temper, and he died in that temper. Well, the abbot and the fellow monks thought, well, he died in anger, so there's no chance for him to go to heaven, so we won't even pray for him. And they didn't. God saw fit to allow that monk to appear to the entire community in a vision. He was in heaven, in eternal glory. And he told the abbot and the fellow monks, he said, "You are convinced that I died in a fit of temper, but you are mistaken. I died fighting that temper. I put so much effort into fighting it, it's what killed me." My good people, let us be very, very careful of how we read our neighbor. Let us not bother to read him at all, or read her at all. Let us treat every single one around us as we would treat our Lord himself. Would we judge our Lord? Let's take our Lord for a second. Okay. He's confronted with Mary Magdalene, who the entire world knows and knew to be a slut, a very bad person. And some of them even said, if only he knew what kind of woman this is that touches him. He did know, but what did he do about it? Only God reads the heart, and he read the heart of Mary Magdalene. Those around him could not, and they misjudged. There are exceptions, of course, when there is an obvious out-and-out public sin or crime. Those have to be, of course, treated differently. But there, again, we must be careful that in hating the sin, we don't let that hatred also creep over into the sinner, too. The best way to help a sinner, or even an imagined sinner, whether it's our neighbor or whoever, is to show them true charity, our Lord's charity. Give them the benefit of the doubt, as we hope our Lord will give us the same benefit of the doubt. May God bless us all and have mercy on us all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.